So Central Michigan is responsible for the BHF Lapeer machine, getting it back up and running after the tower came down. And I know they've got that linked into their MI2 network. Then the MI1 network is the UHF repeaters. I didn't know that there was a Lapeer UHF that's linked in here. Could have happened. You never know. They're constantly doing stuff. But this particular repeater I'm on is part of a 5 repeater system down here that, that we have. And then we link up to them, and they have another 8-10 repeaters, on it. And I'm guessing you're tied into the Central Michigan hub, the MI1. There's a Lapeer repeater. I don't know, 3775. I don't know the repeaters out that way. So if I had my dashboard, I could probably figure it out pretty quick. And you can do that. You can go to WHTMN.com and then just click on analog and look for UHF, and you should see all the repeaters, and you'll recognize the 3775 probably in the list from the dashboard.
All right, yeah, right now the peer repeater, the receive site, is at my house on my tower, and then transmits up north further. So I'm the repeater trustee for Lapeer, and our tower is not looking too good right now. So anyway, 7-3, guys, thanks for letting me in there and figure out what I'm doing here. But I'm running off a 20-hour lithium battery. Took it out of my go box and threw it in here in the truck right now. Trying to figure out how to run the wires through the firewall in my GMC Sierra. So, anyway, 7-3, guys. Catch up to you later. W8YRC.